flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are in New Orleans getting you ready for Super Bowl 59, which you can, of course, hear Merrill and Mike on WIP and the free Odyssey app. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. Which scenario would you rather the Eagles be in on Sunday? Up 4 with 2 minutes left, but the Chiefs have the ball. Or down 4 with 2 minutes left, but the Eagles have the ball, their own 20. Which do you think, Ike, the listeners chose in this scenario? What do you think the percentage is?
It's a close one, though, because it's another one. Swoop!
Oh, somebody. Swoop is here.
Wow, Swoop is starting.
Why didn't you book Swoop? Wow, Swoop gave us 2 seconds. Didn't even say hi to you and me.
No, why would he?
Yeah, it's the hurt stuff,
well,
I think.
I'm part of the family.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he heard you.
Oh, hi, Swoop.
Good to see you.
Oh, hi, Swoop.
Yes.
This
so,
is great
I would
radio.
Say it's got to be close to...
What do you think, Swoop?
It's got to be close to 50-50.
Yeah. All right, pound.
So let me go 55. We'll take the lead.
It's actually 55... It is 55. We'll take the lead. You're
okay.
Exactly right.
55.4%. Yeah, I like
55.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
yep.
It. Smart
it
fan base.
Yeah, well.
Well, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you just rather be up already?
Well, that is the...
Yes, I'd rather already be up.
Of the entire debate, because the truth is that either one of these situations would have me, like, ready to have a heart attack. You know,
right.
Both of them will.
Yeah.
That's the hardest thing for me to get over. I still am taking down 4 with the ball.
Man.
But the hardest part is you're legitimately choosing to be losing to the Chiefs in the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl. Like, that does sound ridiculous when you say it out loud. 215-592-9494.
Yes.
Which would you pick? Jalen Carter update. Jalen Carter was not at media availability today.
Yes.
Still suffering from that illness. Vic Fangio earlier said that it is something that is going through some of the team.
Exactly.
And he hopes Jalen will be ready for the Super Bowl. So there you go. We don't know about practice yet. He was limited yesterday. We'll have Elliot on later.
Get the fluids in him.
Well, given the air down here, it's hard to get rid of any minor,
so
yes,
minor illness.
The thickest air. The air is, you can smell the disease.
I think
the
it's just ghosts. Again, I
yes,
mentioned that
it
before.
Is
every time you say that, smell the disease in
I can smell it.
Dude, you
in
are.
It makes me think I should have been wearing my mask the whole time.
Oh, bro. You think a mask is going to stop the diseases down here? It laughs at your mask. The disease down here is like the Patrick Mahomes of disease. You can have whatever defense you want, bro.
Okay,
you can be in a bubble.
I got it.
All right. So Devontae Smith was asked. This was John Clark, right? That talked to Devontae.
Yes.
About Devontae and AJ have given up a little bit this year with how much the team has run the ball,
yep.
And how much Devontae thinks they might need to throw the ball in the Super Bowl to win. Here's what he said.
If we can run the ball, you know, the whole game, just do it. I mean, it's no need to go out there, throw the ball 40 times. We can just hand the ball off the whole game. That's what a team is all about, you know, guys being selfless, guys going out there, you know, helping other guys and things like that. And I think that's what makes this team so special.
Now, I agree that he believes that for this game for sure. If they can just run it every time, go ahead and run it every time. I do think moving forward, it is a – and they were able to manage that from an ego standpoint this year.
They got through it this
Jalen, AJ, Devontae. I don't know how many – I know they say winning solves all and all people want to do is win, but these are proud players who – this is their one chance of having an NFL career.
Yeah.
AJ and Devontae are guys that catch the ball. And by the way, Jalen gets credit to a certain extent, maybe not from everybody all that he wants, but if they win the game and he doesn't throw a lot – he's the quarterback, so he does get the win.
Sure.
There's no wide receiver wins. Nobody's saying that. So I do wonder moving forward.
Nah, it's going to have to get better.
Yeah, the passing is going to have to get better.
Hell yeah, it's going to have to get better.
Yeah, yeah.
Tony Williams, listen, you got to keep a lion. You got to keep a lion fed, man.
Right. Yes.
And so those guys, they need the ball.
Yes.
And they're willing to do what's necessary in this moment because they're in the moment.
Yes.
But if you ask them prior to a season, off camera, off record, if this is the way you want to go through a year as a wide receiver, hell no. It's not what they want to do.
Yep.
But it's what they have to do, and they're being good teammates by going along with the plan and buying in. And, like, buying in and not moping, not complaining, like not doing any of those things, and hope that it's going to lead to a championship. That part I do believe. But that goes out the window once this season is over with. Because now they're going to have to figure out how do we get better this offseason.
Yep.
How do we get this passing game better this offseason? Now, I don't want us to jump topic to topic, but this is also why I said consistency and cohesiveness from an offensive scheme and coaching standpoint I think is important.
Yep.
But that's for another day. But Smitty, and by the way, I think Smitty has bigger game Sunday.
He's had big games against the Chiefs, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. AJ gets all that attention. Smitty's going to roast who's ever over there on him one-on-one.
I also think, because AJ's been in a pretty good mood all postseason as well, I also think AJ and Devontae are looking at this game as, all right, this is the end of whatever this is.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like it's a Super
We're
Bowl,
at the
it matters,
line.
But this is the Super Bowl of this sort of us blocking and being good soldiers, you know. And I credit them for being good teammates out of this, but they are proud. They want to be great as well.
Yes, sir.
And for a wide receiver to be great, you got to catch the ball.
Yeah,
you know?
Those dudes, listen, you don't possess that type of talent and you're okay when it isn't on full display.
Right.
You know, Devontae is a Heisman Trophy winner. He won at Alabama. Like, these guys, A.J. Brown, widely regarded as a top three wide receiver in this league. That's hard to hold on to that title when you're getting the catches that he's getting. Or what did he have, three touchdowns this year, five touchdowns?
Who, A.J.?
Yeah.
Seven.
Was it seven?
Really?
Didn't even feel like it.
He had 1,000 yards somehow. And
he had 1,000 yards?
Well, I knew he got to 1,000 late. I knew that.
Honestly, it feels crazy that it happened.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't know he had seven touchdowns.
Seven touchdowns and 1,079 yards.
Yeah, well, that's decent. That's top 15 numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. He's looking at Jamar Chase
and
T. Higgins.
Jefferson. Yes, yeah. that's where A.J. Brown, that's the class he's in.
Well, and he wants to be a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Right.
That's the other part.
When you have that talent, you need the numbers.
Yeah. They don't look at wins for wide receivers when they're looking at
it. Yeah, where's that record? What's their record with A.J. Brown and Devontae? Are they winners?
Yeah.
Yes, they're winners,
they are
too.
Winners, yes.
All right, your choice is this. There's 2 minutes left in the game, 2 minutes, 7 seconds. You can either have the Chiefs be up 4 points and you have the ball, the Eagles have the ball at their own 20, or you can be down four, or you can be up four, and the Chiefs have the ball at their own 20. Which would you choose? 215-592-9494. Jameson in Ridley, you're on WIP. What's up, brother?
How are we doing, guys?
How you doing, brother?
So, what's up, Jameson?
I originally called in thinking offense because I trust Jalen more than anyone.
Oh, my God.
It is. Brother, go ahead.
But Ike said.
And he played football. One of your favorite players.
Don't let him ridicule you.
Yeah, appreciate your. You're just pushing. You're keeping me on my side, actually. I'm not changing now. Yep, I'm sorry.
Ready?
All right. Yeah.
This defense all year has been like a bend, don't break mentality on these last drives. Like with the Jags.
Yeah.
I know Trevor Lawrence is in Mahomes, obviously.
Yep.
But we always come up with big plays on defense. And the offense hasn't had the rep going down to win the games as much as the defense has.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Well, the only time we did it, it ended in an interception.
Yep, it did Atlanta. Yeah. Against Atlanta. And so let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Jameson. Give me your fear level on a scale of 1 to 10. And be honest with me. It's Tell the Truth Thursday.
Always.
Tell the Truth Thursday. Eagles are up 4. Chiefs have the ball in their own 20. 2 minutes, 7 seconds left. How scared are you? 1 to 10. Don't worry. We're not going to judge you. With 10 being the most scared.
I might already be passed out because of how
Okay, all right, fair. As long as you're being honest with me that you would be terrified.
I would too. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Thank you for the call.
I mean, I've seen Mahomes.
I lost Jameson. I thought he was gone. Sorry. I'm sorry, Jameson. Now that was an all-timer. At least Jameson admitted that he was changing his mind. It didn't just do it without telling us first. My screen is frozen here. Hey, Fran, can you go to Bashir in West Philly? Bashir, you're on WIP. What's up, Bashir?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
What's up, broski?
Before I get to my point, I just want to say I just hope my job knows I'm calling out when the Eagles win the Super Bowl because my boss listens to you guys, so I'm just getting to know. I'm calling out.
Oh, you're telling him through the show. This is like your note.
I'm calling out Monday. He needs to know this. I'm calling.
All right. What's his name?
Joseph O'Neill. I'm going to say
All right. All right, Joe. Wow. Joe, here's the thing, Joe. We love you. Bashir is obviously a great worker. You're a great boss.
I wouldn't say love. I'm not.
Well,
I'm not.
All right.
All right. We're trying to help you out, buddy. Yeah, no
bro.
Problem.
You're not helping yourself here. You're a great boss. We respect you a lot. We want you to cut Bashir a little slack here because if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, he is just going to be overjoyed, and he wants to share that joy with his loved ones.
And nobody else is showing up to work either.
Yeah, no one's working.
And he's going to work twice as hard on his next day at work. All right, there you go, Bashir. You're good.
I appreciate you guys. You know what? That's why I love you guys more than the afternoon show. See?
See? Yep.
Midday show.
People helping people. Yep.
Yep, that's what we are. We are. You're a foxhole guy, Bashir.
Now, getting to my point, I don't know who made this option between either or because they're both terrible. They're both both options are terrible. I'm gonna be like the guy said, but previously I'm gonna be passed out. I'm gonna be in fetal position. Either option. I do think I would more so lean towards being down 4 in 2 minutes.
Wow! So you want the ball at down 4?
I want the ball. I want Jalen to march down the field, prove to everyone that you're the one. You call yourself the breed of one. Prove you're the one.
Okay.
Well, I mean, let me tell you, Bashir, there are a lot of things I can argue against with Jalen Hurts. If Jalen marches the Eagles down in the final 2 minutes to score a touchdown against the Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, I would have very little to say.
Becomes a little harder.
Yeah, it would become much harder. I mean,
Elite winning.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure. I mean, I think there is some of that too. Like some of me wants, not with this situation specifically, but with this game, I want him to go out there and show what he has, not just in a I won the game thing, but in his specific play. And in this situation, as I said, it would definitely be hard to argue against.
For sure would.
Yeah. All right, Bashir. Well, we hope you're off on Monday, brother.
No, he's going to know. I'm not coming in. It's not an option.
But what if they lose? Are you going to go in? That's the other question.
Yeah, if they lose, I'm going to be depressed. So I got to take off anyway. I'm going to be depressed.
Yeah. All right. I think you're just going to have to take off is the main point here.
Either way.
Yep. All right, Bashir. Appreciate you, brother.
Would you rather go to work after an Eagles win or an Eagles loss?
Well, if I just had a normal job?
Yeah. Not our job.
Yeah. Eagles loss.
Yeah, Eagles loss.
It's a little easier to wake up the day after an Eagles win, though. Eagles loss is kind of
well, it depends what you do after the win.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You got the Super Bowl.
For sure.
And celebrating.
I might be up till 11:30.
Right. Oh, yeah.
If they win the game.
I think you might be on. Are you going to go streaking down North Jersey? Are you going to go maybe into New York?
Like on our street? Our street's an oval.
I think you should go into Queens. I think you should go into Manhattan just running with an Eagles fan.
Now, you know I live mostly among Giants fans.
Oh,
so
yeah. Yes.
They know I'm an Eagles fan. Yeah. I go streaking around the oval. It might be the end of me.
They know you're an Eagles fan?
Well, yeah, there's a couple of cops live on my street, too.
Oh,
I
nice.
Might get arrested. No, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting crazy.
Throw the book at me.
Do you got an Eagles flag waving outside
your
window?
I wear Eagles gear when I go out on my little walks with
love
the
it.
Dog. Yeah, they know.
And you're out there for a long time. So
I am.
They
I walk
see a lot.
Lot
of spike.
A lot of me. 215-592-9494. Get to your calls right after Jack tells you about Scott Honda and their newest locations.
Yeah, well, listen, you've heard me talk about my friend Scott Honda. I bought my first car there. I bought my current car there. And a couple weeks ago, I went in and test drove Honda's first all-electric SUV, the Honda Prologue. And I was blown away. It was sleek, sporty. Packed the technology, really, really great car. So right now, Scott and Honda has special offers on the Prologue. 0% APR for up to 72 months and special offers on other Honda models too. Visit Scott Honda in Westchester or Scott Honda in Vineland, New Jersey, where it's always smooth sailing, and tell them Fritz sent you.
Subject to credit approval, not all buyers or vehicles qualify.
Sorry. I needed to get that in there so you know that it is subject to credit approval.
That's right.
Matt in Schuylkill County, you're on WIP. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Man, it's going good. It's been a fun week in New Orleans, and it has aged me at least 4 years. And I'll,
it's going to be a different weekend.
Yeah, there's going to be a detox when I get home, I can tell you that.
I feel that. Yeah. I'm just calling regarding who has the ball. 2:08 left. I think it's crazy to give the ball to the offense. All year we've relied on Jalen, or we've relied on Saquon. We've talked about, you know, the offense, the rest of the players not getting the ball as much. You don't have Saquon with 2 minutes left. You know, you're going to have a completely different offense out there. You have Spags that's going to be able to, you know, he's not going to let Jalen dink and dunk you down to the 20 so they can throw a couple balls to the end zone. You know, I think you're going to face a really tough defense from a Hall of Fame defensive coordinator, and you have Jalen doing something he hasn't had to do all year long. So I think you're crazy to put the offense out there.
Yeah, I think it's as much about the fear. Maybe I'm giving a little too much respect to Mahomes and Reed. Like maybe that's what it is. You know,
yes.
And
Greg's been saying they're overrated all week.
Yes, all year he's been saying they're overrated.
Go Birds!
Go Birds!
No, you didn't catch it.
Oh, he caught it. You caught it. I'll give you that. But still, go Birds.
Des Bryant.
Des Bryant.
Yeah.
He didn't catch it.
Sorry.
He caught
it. Part of this show this week
that
has
was
been.
A catch.
No, it was not a catch.
That was a catch.
No,
bro.
It wasn't.
It took three steps afterwards.
No, go ahead. You can argue about it.
Go ahead, Jake.
No, it's just like he didn't make a football move. I agree with the call. He didn't. He didn't
the
catch
football
it.
Move. The famous football move.
It's three steps and he reached for the end zone.
Dude, I'm in an argumentative mood.
You really are.
Yeah. Something woke Jack up.
No, you know.
Is it the Lions' mane?
Yeah. No, he's missing the kids.
Oh, is that what?
I actually am.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I am. I am. I have. Yeah. 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 I miss walking.
Part of the show, Matt, all week has been.
I didn't even know Matt was still.
Yeah,
no, Matt's not even there.
Matt, part of the show all week has been us yelling at people that nobody knows who we're yelling at until we clarify it afterwards. Yesterday was Miles Garrett. Today it's Des Bryant. I think mine is maybe I'm being a little too respectful and fearful of the Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes pair, and also maybe I'm not giving enough respect to Spagnuolo, who, by the way. The Buffalo Bills were in this exact situation with a great quarterback, a guy who very well could win the MVP this year, and they didn't succeed. And it was Spagnuolo who dialed up the exact right blitz at the exact right time. I think it's a tough thing, but at the end of the day, I don't want to die the slow death of Patrick Mahomes actually dinking and dunking the ball down the field. You know, they'll catch it for 8 yards. I can just feel the first play is an 8-yard completion to Travis Kelce that he gets 23 yards out of. And all of a sudden, they're on the 43 after one play, and he gets out of bounds, and there's still 2 minutes and 1 second left. So they get one more play before the two-minute warning. Like, I can see the drive play by play happening in my head, you know? That's my fear.
That's fair. That's fair. I don't think it's going to matter. I think it's birds by 21. I think by the fourth quarter, victory beers will be poured. So
hopefully this
doesn't have to come to fruition at all.
Man, a stress-free fourth quarter. That feels impossible.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, we've had a number of listeners. I don't know if they see something I don't see, but we've had a number of people this week say they see a big Eagles
fan. I've gotten a lot of texts from people who I think are reasonable Eagles fans, not like, you know, that have been feeling like a blowout. I've moved close to it. I feel like it's going to be a win. I can't get to the blowout thing.
Yeah, that's just bad.
A blowout. Predicting a blowout in the Super Bowl feels...
Especially against this team.
Against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I just don't see that happening very often.
It is funny that the only game that I've felt supremely confident in of the Eagles in the last 10 years is the Super Bowl in 2018.
Yeah, they were going to win that game.
Yeah, I think we all knew after the Minnesota game that they were going to find a way.
But no, you know what that really was?
What
the hell do we have to lose?
Right, yes.
We're already in there with the backup quarterback.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
I think part of them felt it, too.
No pressure on them. Yeah, yeah. No pressure.
Absolutely.
Pressure on the Patriots.
And it just had that magic feel.
It did.
In 17.
Yeah. And there is, it's funny. We were talking yesterday about the pressure on the Eagles because I think from an organizational standpoint, there is a lot. You know, with having the year Saquon had, the number of free agents they have for next year, the relative health we've had, and on top of it, when you talk from an organizational perspective, being two out of the three Chiefs Super Bowl wins in their three-peat would be the Eagles. We would then maybe move to a team that is a team that hasn't been able to get it done as opposed to a team that is always winning. I don't feel like the players feel that. Now, you guys probably felt that in your era, in the TO year. You must have felt that pressure.
Yeah.
External and internal, right?
Oh, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. But you know what? We felt with that team, we embraced it. We felt like we were the best team in the NFL once we got T.O.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so, like, to me, it was more or less like, not are we going to win, it was by how much are we going to win.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until he got injured, when he broke his ankle, did we ever have any doubt as to whether or not can we go get this thing done. But prior to that, we felt like we were the best team in football.
Really? So even the 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl, you were like, oh, man, if we don't get this done. Like, was there any of that going through you a little bit?
You know what? I think back on that time, and everybody's different, right?
Yeah,
you know, so
sure.
Other guys may have felt something different. For me, it was more or less like, we're not at our best. So why is this expected?
Right.
Again, I didn't know. We hadn't seen T.O. in 6 weeks.
Right.
So we didn't know he was going out there and getting 9 catches for 122 yards.
Yep.
Prior to that, it was, dude, we're going to have to go out here and beat Belichick and Brady under man.
Right.
So I think for us, it was more or less, let's go out here and let the chips fall where they may.
Right.
It didn't have as much pressure, like we have to win this game, because part of us felt like we're not at our best right now. So even if they beat us, you're not beating the best version of what we had been all year long.
Right. I always wonder that when there is that anxiety, like in the fans, in the media, like how much of that transfers over to the players themselves. Yeah. And you're right. It's probably different for every player, right?
Yeah. And you know, the quarterback and the head coach may have felt it differently because when we lost those conference championship games, those two took the brunt of the criticism.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? For us, the rest of the team not doing our part as well. They didn't lose those games by themselves, but they took the brunt of the criticism as quarterbacks and head coaches do.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. That entire thing is really – That entire dynamic is interesting to me because we were just talking about the AFC Championship game. I thought the beginning of that game, Josh Allen felt the weight of the game he had to play right there. He did. And he settled in and played a good game. But in that first drive, he basically threw three passes that should have been picked off.
Yep.
You know, it felt you could see the jitter.
He probably did.
Yeah.
Because he's been there. He's heard it all week about him and Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
And losing out there in the playoffs.
Yep.
He probably did feel that.
The best suggestion I saw to get the Bills over the hump, and I apologize because I forget who saw it, was go hire Spags to be your head coach. Your problem has been your defense, not your offense.
Right.
Take away their greatest
asset,
asset against you, mm-hmm. and pay him whatever he wants. And because Sean McDermott's supposed to be the defense guy over there, and it's been the defense
that has.
Yes. And the defense has been what has failed. I know people put it on the quarterback. I think Josh Allen.
You've done enough to get there.
Josh Allen has been good and hasn't been perfect, but overall has been a very good playoff performance.
Well, especially against that Chiefs offense, allowing 32 points.
Right. All right, coming up next, in person. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
We are so lucky. Of all the Hall of Famers, well, we saw Andre Reed. We saw Dez Bryant. There's so many great current and former NFL players walking around here, but Shiel Kapadia, who I believe is the best of all of them, of the Ringer, joins us next here in New Orleans. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.